We are almost at the end of January. Are you still sticking to your New Year's resolution? Are you still maintaining a healthy diet? Are you still working out? Yeah? Are you still working consistently on your passion project? Well, if the answer is no, then don't worry. You still have time. You can still achieve everything you have set your heart to. But do you know why we stop working on our resolutions? Let me give you three reasons why it could happen. Number one is lack of accountability. Working with a coach, mentor, or accountability partner promises that the proper energy and drive are present to help you be more, accomplish more, and have more. Number two reason, as for me, is that you lack the motivation. You see, when you are in the first or second week of the new year, you are motivated towards working on your resolutions. But with time, you lack the motivation to keep working towards your goal. And the third reason why we don't work on our resolutions is that we just forget about them. Does it happen? As days pass, we tend to forget the promises that we kept to ourselves. We start falling into the trap of old habits and behaviors. So, what can be done now? I am sure you might have heard the phrase, you get what you see. It means that your thoughts shape your reality. So whatever you see in your mind's eye in terms of how you view yourself, other people, and the world around you, as well as a vision you have for your life, is what you will experience. Doing this gives you tremendous power. It means that you can change your reality simply by changing the thoughts and visions that you hold in your head. So, how can you convert this idea into a tool? By creating vision boards. Welcome to your weekly detox session. In this podcast, I, Devas, will share my thoughts, that is detox to detoxify your life. I'm going to throw light on thought-provoking questions that surround us. You and I together will be discovering answers to questions related to life, career, growth, productivity, and anything that crosses my mind. So let's get going. In today's episode, we will discuss how you can use the power of visualization through forming vision boards and turning your dreams into reality. So I'm sure you might have heard that a picture is worth a thousand words. Yes, a vision board, which is also known as dream boards or inspiration boards, works on the same principle. With vision boards, you can easily clarify your vision for the life you truly want to live and keep it to top of mind so you can make continuous progress towards it no matter what is happening in the world around you. And I did the same thing in my life too. My dream car was a BMW. So one day I picked out a magazine that had a similar car, struck out the brand name and wrote BMW instead. I could not get a photograph of BMW. So just found a supercar and got it for myself. I kept the vision board near my workplace so that it would remain in front of my eyes 24/7. No matter how distracted I was with work, I would always see the picture in front of me and get the motivation to keep working towards my dream. Now, you must be thinking that whether I accomplished my dream, the answer to this is yes. In January 2022, I was able to buy my dream car. Yes, I worked very hard towards it, but seeing the picture of the car every day acted as a powerful law of attraction, and I could achieve my dream in a focused manner. So, do you also want to make a vision board for yourself? Then do take a mental note of these steps. Firstly, take a moment of self-reflection and reason out what's most important to you. Think about the parts of your life you really want to change. Then decide if your vision board should represent short-term or long-term change. You can include relationship goals, financial goals, travel goals, happiness goals, or anything That's how you will decide what shall come on your vision board. Next, collect a bundle of old magazines with beautiful pictures and start cutting out pictures that match your goals. The pictures should scream, "Yes, that is what I want in my life." You can also tweak your pictures as I did with my BMW picture. And then arrange your photographs on your poster paper or a cork board into an attractive display. You can also add motivational affirmation words that give you the kick. You can use words like joyful, abundant, powerless, fearless, loved, strong, healthy, loving, or financially free. Anything that resonates with you. Now, to make your vision board work, put it somewhere you can see it. Then take a few moments to reflect on your vision board every day. You can look at your vision board after waking up or before going to bed. This is what I did. A vision board can ensure your goals are one of the first things you think of every day. It makes it easier for you to leverage the law of attraction in your life and can inspire you and boost your mood. But you should always remember that though a vision board is a wonderful tool to help you achieve your goals, you cannot just sit back and expect it to magically make things a reality. That's not how it works. You will definitely have to work hard and smart. Yes. This is the secret to make your dream turn into a reality. With this, we come to the end of this podcast. I hope you liked today's session. If yes, then don't forget to subscribe to this show. You can also connect with me on Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Till then, stay awesome, stay productive.